When Waynesville native David Angel moved to Boston for a job, one of his coworkers took issue with his pronunciation of certain words.
She said, you know, you have a lazy I. You don't say I, you say ah. And so she gave me a tape on how to say words like July instead of July. And that just made me sound more professional when I needed to sound that way in a northern state.
How did that make you feel?
It frustrated me because I'm just as smart as you are. I just say words different than you do.
Angel owns Elevated Mountain Distilling Company in Maggie Valley. Nowadays, when he's leading tours of the distillery, he's deliberate about how he talks.
We've had people from all 50 states and over 50 countries here. And so I don't say fusel oil, I say fusel oil.
That negative perception Angel confronted in Boston, the opinion that his Southern Appalachian dialect didn't sound professional, is what linguists are hoping to dismantle.
Language diversity in North Carolina is one of its richest resources.
Walt Wolfram is a distinguished linguist professor at NC State and directs the North Carolina Language and Life Project.
We celebrate our wonderful Southern writers. We celebrate our artists. We celebrate our songwriters and all of these sort of cultural arts. But we tend to stigmatize language. And one of the things that we need to understand is that language is part of our history, is part of our tradition, and we need to start celebrating that.
Through their research, Wolfram and his cohort are showcasing the variety of speech patterns and distinct words found in the Old North State. And it turns out Western North Carolina is rich with dialect diversity, owing largely to the mountains. Wolfram says isolation created by the rugged terrain has the potential to preserve certain words that even a community just a few miles down the road might not understand.
One county may use a term for a red squirrel that's called a boomer. Another county or a holler doesn't.
Holler or hollow is a word found in Appalachian English that describes the valleys between mountains. Linguists also attribute particular sounds to the Appalachian region.
The long I sound, so like nice white rice. There's a lot of people that will have a lot of that, and then there's other people that may not have any of that at all.
University of Alabama professor Paul Reed says the dialect serves a purpose. It can offer a sense of belonging, like being part of a tribe.
These are my people, those are their people, and there will always be features. So some of the very stereotyped and negatively stereotyped ones, they may be reclaimed, but they also may just pass on.
And he adds, dialects are always shifting. This can be credited to different factors like technology, access to education, and people moving in and away from the region.
My name is Carolina Silesio Perez, and I grew up in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Silesio Perez reads a sentence I crafted with the help of some linguists to capture markers found in the Appalachian dialect.
Aunt Stella's white dress caught on fire because she forgot to unplug the iron.
She picked up that long I in iron from growing up in Western North Carolina. But at home, she spoke Spanish with her parents, who were migrant farm workers. She grew up eating Southern barbecue, but she says nothing beats carnitas, Mexican pulled pork. Silesio Perez represents Appalachia's changing demographics as the minority population in the mountains has grown to almost 20%. But there have been communities of color in the region all along, such as the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. Becky Childs is a linguist at Coastal Carolina University. She studied a small historically black community called Texana. It's nestled in the mountains of Cherokee County in western North Carolina. Her survey of African American women there revealed the same sounds and speech patterns reflected throughout Appalachia. For instance, a phenomenon called A prefixing, or putting the letter A in front of a verb.
Like, I went a hunting and a fishing.
But when she played recordings of their speech to analyze perceptions, she says listeners assumed the women were white.
Because that was the stereotype. If you sound Appalachian, then you're white.
Child says the word Appalachian can be problematic. Some people don't feel their lived experience qualifies. Others don't want to befall the stereotype. That's why part of the North Carolina Language and Life Project includes materials for teachers to incorporate in the classroom. Walt Wolfram says he hopes instead of feeling shame, people will be encouraged to celebrate their heritage, to include how they sound. I'm Cass Harrington.